Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. And guess who I've got with me here?
Good evening, everyone. This is Richard, back in the country, not hiding out in Australia anymore. It's good to be back, I think.
Well, you know, it takes him 24 hours to get from there to here, so he comes with a little bit of jet lag, but outside of that, he's in pretty good shape. Anyway, my friends, as you know, tonight we have a very special guest. And if you read any information about Tesla, you can understand some of his really great findings that he has brought to Earth during the time that he lived here. And Tesla has been working with Richard and myself for some time now. He has a knack with energy, as you know. And a lot of people on our list have been interested in speaking with Tesla, hearing what he has to say. And so we thought it would be a good idea to have him come on the show tonight. And I don't know exactly what he's going to say yet. He has not discussed this with me yet. But what I would like for you to do, Richard, if you'd be kind enough to connect with Mr. Tesla and describe his energies, because I have found that if people have some sense of an individual's energy, they can connect with him. And so as Richard discusses or describes his energy, I would like for our listeners to hear the words and see if you can connect with Mr. Tesla yourself. Richard?
Yes, I have connected with him, and his energy is quite different from any other individual that we've worked with on the show. I would describe his energy as very active, very, it's almost like a quick energy. I don't know how else to describe it. High frequency, perhaps, is part of it. This almost, you can almost feel the impatience of the man, in the sense that, if you recall, when he was on Earth, he was doing all, seemingly so many things at once, and it's almost it's reflected in his energy. This dynamism might be the word to use. It's not an energy that I would describe as, you know, strongly masculine as some of the energies that I've worked with, but there is this power in this unique way, this dynamism. It's quite interesting.
Thank you, Richard. As you were talking about it, I could sense this man's quick mind.
Me too.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Because when we work with him, he usually gives us information, and I don't have the sense of his quick mind. But hearing you describe it, I can sense his very active. It's more than a curiosity. Yes, he did have a curiosity thing about things, but there was a knowingness. Did you sense that, Richard?
Yes, it's interesting connecting with him tonight for this show, because he's much more present than I felt him to be in all the other work that we have done with him. As you know, we connect with him pretty much every day and often multiple times per day. And yet the presence that here is much more powerful, much more comprehensive than I've ever experienced him before. Interesting.
It
He's
is.
Turned up on his best behavior, I think.
And I know that from what he has said and what he has done, one of his great quests, if you want to use that word, has been to bring free energy or free electricity to the people on Earth. And I don't know if he's going to address that tonight, because I really don't know what Mr. Tesla's going to be discussing, but I'm sure he has a message right now that he wishes to give to our listeners before we move into the questioning phase. Richard?
Yes, let's see if he has something to say. And he is saying, "This is Nikola Tesla. I am the one and the same that came forth some century and a half ago now, when I was first born. And I now understand that I came forth on a mission. I came forth on a mission to bring forth many, many new technologies to the planet, to establish a liberation for humanity through the technologies that I brought forth. And I now recognize as I reflect upon my life that indeed the opportunity for me to do that was thwarted in many, many ways. Part of what thwarted this was my own personal style, in the sense that many people found me a little unusual, a little difficult to deal with. Secondly, I was in some ways naive. Whilst I was very creative and brought forth many great inventions, I lacked any real business sense. And so whilst there were times when there was great funding available to me, in truth I did not act in a manner which ensured that the funding flowed to me to support all of my required activities, including the mechanisms by which all of these creations, if you would be fully protected. Some of you understand that there has been an agenda upon planet Earth, really, you could say, since before the fall in Atlantis, for humanity to be dominated by the forces of the dark. And I came to understand, perhaps a little too late in the time that I was present upon the planet, that those forces were very strong and indeed were well and truly active amongst those with whom I was working. And so the outcome of this is that much of the ideas, the technology, the capabilities which I was able to bring forth, and I say bring forth because in a sense what many attributed to me as my inventions were really just a reflection of my ability to tap into the consciousness which contained this knowledge, this understanding. It is not as if I created these things in a sense. I simply tapped into the consciousness which held all of this knowledge, and I saw myself, if you will, as a transformer, one who took that knowledge and ideas and, you could say, transformed it into a state in which it was active upon Earth. That is how I saw my role, and I now see that I was given many gifts when I was born that enabled me to do this. Many have spoken of my ability to model complex machines within my mind and run those machines as if they were real live production machines, including any wear that might occur in those machines. And indeed, I was able to do this. And it is not that I claim that as something that I created. I see that as a gift that I was given to enable me to bring forth the tools, the knowledge, the understanding which would support humanity in so many ways. And also as I progressed, I began to see that some of the technologies that I was working with had application from a military perspective. And this began to concern me. And I sought ways to ensure that these did not fall into the hands of just one country for the domination of others. Things like particle beam technology and so on was technology that I sought to ensure was available to all, so no one country could dominate as a result. However, my real interest, as Carolyn mentioned, was to bring forth free energy to everyone upon the planet, because energy is available to everyone. Energy is available freely. There is no need for the network of power grids which exist across the planet today, this eyesore which dominates your landscape. Nor is there any need to be draining the lubricants from the planet that you call crude oil. That is their purpose, as lubricants within the planet. They were never meant to be drained from within the planet as they have been for the purposes of powering cars and aeroplanes and so on. There is no need for this. There is an immense amount of energy available to simply tap into in many, many ways. And I worked with many mechanisms in my life by which to tap into these energies that could be used for the purposes of providing free energy to everyone upon the planet, and to do so in a manner which did not require all of these wires and distribution systems and so on, which, as I said, you could say strewn across your planet. And it is with great sadness that I witness this state that has emerged as a result of my being diverted, my being, for various reasons, unable to bring this technology forth. And many of you are aware that attempts to bring forth other free energy technologies have, perhaps up until very recently, been thwarted by those interests, those vested interests in existing technologies, just as happened with my free energy experiments. Those with a vested interest in the alternating current systems which I had brought forth shut down my free energy approaches, so that approach has continued, and those technologies have continued to be denied to humanity. And indeed, there have been many individuals who've lost their lives as a result of that process. So make no mistake about the power of the vested interests that lock in the commitment to existing power generation and distribution systems and the power of those who control the oil industry. But you live in a time when those controls will be broken down, where those influences will be seen for what they are. And the opportunities to bring mechanisms of free energy forth will indeed grow. There are indeed many valid energy mechanisms which have been proven upon your planet. They are different from those which I was working with, but they are nonetheless valid. And as time unfolds, whilst many see what I was bringing forth as, you might say, the Holy Grail of free energy technology, there is no need to be locked into the technology which I was working to bring forth. That is not to say there will not be a place for the technology that I was working with, and it is indeed my intention to ensure that the knowledge and understanding of my technology does indeed come forth and is placed in the hands of those who will ensure its commercialization. But understand, there are many other solutions to this, because it simply is a matter of connecting to one of the very many mechanisms that are available to bring free energy into a captive system. Some of you are aware that I was working with the Schumann cavity, which exists between the surface of the Earth up to the ionosphere. And it was part of that knowledge which unfortunately has become applied in what you know as HAARP, those abominable systems which are being used by the military to interfere with humanity in many ways. Unfortunately, that technology is based upon some of what I created. It does not make me pleased to witness this. However, working with that cavity is one way to capture energy, and it is one of the mechanisms that I was using. But as others have come to understand, there is within all space a tremendous volume of energy relative to what is expressed. What is expressed as matter? What is expressed as heat or light? The background energy field is very, very powerful indeed. The so-called zero-point energy field is extremely powerful, very dense energy. And so if you simply open up one of the mechanisms to access some of that energy, then it will be as if free energy is flowing into your dimension. You are simply bringing a little of that energy which is present forth into your consciousness, your field of experience. And so there will be many mechanisms that come forth that bring free energy, as we would call it, through into your dimension. And so I have perhaps spoken enough. I am willing to take whatever questions you may have of me.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. Since this is a great desire of yours to bring free energy to humanity, excuse me, are you currently working with someone on the earth to help them discover the method, the best method in which to use to accomplish this?
I have prompted the thoughts of many experimenters that have been working in this space. And there are a number who have got very close to the understandings that I came to in some areas, and I've sought to prompt them. However, I have not been as successful with that as I would wish. I look forward to the moment where I am able to have someone bring forth my words and understandings to someone who has the theoretical background, and I have a plan in place to do this, hopefully not too far into the future.
That's exciting. Let's look in a certain area. If someone were working with your thoughts, what would you recommend to them to look first? What? Now, you mentioned the Schumann cavity and how that was being used. I'm assuming that that is not the place, or is it? Am I assuming incorrectly? Would that be the place to look for free energy? Or is there another area?
The Schumann cavity is a place to look. However, it is in many ways very unstable. It is challenging to harness that in a manner which is stable and consistent. And it is my view that it is better to work with the background energy field, if you will, which is much more stable and predictable, and which will not produce any unwanted interference, if you will, in other ways. And so my recommendation is that individuals focus on working with the background energy fields. And for the most part, that is where most of the attempts are being made, is to work with that background energy field and in some way seek to bring energy forth into a machine, you could say, so that it can be utilized.
Were you connecting that background energy to the core of the earth? Was that part of the process?
I was doing this with the Schumann cavity work, but not with the background energy field work. It is a requirement for the Schumann cavity work for a connection to be made to the center of the earth. However, this is not the case for the background energy work.
This background energy work that you're talking about, does it require a crystal?
It does not require a crystal.
Was it in some way connected to what was being done in Atlantis? Is this where you got your ideas?
The work being done in Atlantis involved, as you are aware, some very specific crystals, which were connected to the energy field in a manner which brought forth the red laser light, the red laser energy that you are aware of. And this energy was harnessed and utilized in many ways. However, that particular technology is not something which is practical today. My ideas, as I said, really were coming from other beings in other planetary spheres, you could say. I was connecting to beings elsewhere, though I did not entirely understand how it was being done. You could say they connected to my intuition, perhaps, to feed the knowledge and understanding and ideas to me. And so it was rather that my knowledge was coming from off-planet sources rather than from the history of the planet.
And so it sounds to me like it would be of a help and support if people understood how to connect to consciousness like Richard and I do to get to the heart of the matter.
This ability is always important and valuable, and others can, in a sense, do what I was doing, though I do feel I can assist the process where the opportunity arises because of the path that I have walked.
Thank you. We have a call. Are you ready to take some calls from our listeners?
I'm willing to take their calls.
Okay. Sally from Texas is on line one. Hello, Sally.
Hello. Good evening, Carolyn. Welcome back. Richard, hello. And Nikolai, how wonderful to have you with us. Thank you. Two questions. One you just almost answered, being the Atlantean times, to see, were you there during that time, and what possibly happened to have it go into its distress that it went into? Was that a time where you were there? Were any of us there with you? Secondly, what about the use of magnets?
Let's take the first one.
All right.
It gets too confusing when we've got two up at one time.
Okay.
So, Mr. Tesla, did you hear that?
I heard the question. I was not present in Atlantis, though I do know the two running this call were present in Atlantis.
Thank you. Your second question, Sally?
In follow-up to that, the use, when you were here and working with your processes, the use of magnets in creating free energy, is this still something that is a good way to be producing over unity?
The use of magnets is a very powerful way to be able to bring forth these energies from the background, and there has been some very creative and valuable work done in that arena over the last few years, and some of those I expect to see commercialized in the next year or two.
And the follow-up to all of that is, what can we do to facilitate a bridge, if you will, between a government that does not want us to know that these things are available so that the people can have free energy, know that there are alternative sources to get these energies? Do you have suggestions that we can use, pass on to friends and such and government officials to try to not ruffle the feathers too much so that they'll allow these things to be known?
The key to all of this is the changing consciousness upon your planet. The doorways are being opened as we speak for the removal of the power of those who have controlled so much by way of technology, of financing and of power upon the planet for their own purposes. It is this which fundamentally needs to be shifted. The attitudes of government are secondary for the reason that those forces behind the scenes control all governments of any note anywhere in the world. And so they will never take action which is contrary to the interests which ultimately control the game behind the scenes. Some people upon your planet have begun to understand this, but not very many. And so it is not really the influence upon government which will change this. It needs to be changed at the consciousness level, and that is beginning to happen.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate your answers. Come back and join us again.
Thank you, Sally. Mr. Tesla, there seem in looking at some of the information that is available already about your technology and your life and the things that you have done, we have become aware of individuals that supposedly have copies of your drawings. You might say descriptions of how you were intending to bring free energy to the planet. Are you aware of these?
I am aware of many individuals that have sought to understand the technologies I was working with. Unfortunately, the understandings are not in place with anyone, to my knowledge, which enables them to grasp the totality of what I was doing. I have come to understand, as I say, that I was granted some special gifts in a special time to bring forth this knowledge and understanding, because I, as a soul, have a particular skill with regard to energy and its understanding. That is why I came forth when I did. And so I do feel that it is going to take the kind of cooperation that I spoke of, where somebody with the technical understanding in place can work with an individual who is able to bring forth my knowledge and understanding in an accurate way, so that this knowledge and understanding is put into place in a form which will enable it to become rapidly available to humanity. And I do foresee that happening in the next year or so.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. Now, Richard, this is a question for you. You've done some reading recently on Mr. Tesla's work. Do you have a particular question that you would like to ask him?
No, you're putting me on the spot.
No, I'm not really. You can say no.
No, that's okay. You're making me think. That's a dangerous process. My goodness. Yes, there was a suggestion made in a message that we took a year or so ago that money was paid to have, I think it was the asymmetric aspects of what are known as the Lorentz equations removed and not publicized, because it was in those asymmetric aspects that the keys to what you were doing were contained. Is there any accuracy in that? And it's too long since I did any physics. I don't remember what the Lorentz equations cover. So I'm simply speaking from that recollection. Is there some truth to what we were told in that regard? And let's see what he has to say. It is true that there were asymmetric aspects to those equations, and indeed it is those asymmetric aspects which are key to understanding how to harness these energy sources. And so if somebody wishes to examine that notion that there are asymmetric aspects that need to be included for a full expression of those equations, then indeed it will begin to open some doors which are currently closed.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. There are many people who are interested in your work, but not necessarily scientifically minded enough to understand or grasp some of these concepts. Can you, in layman's terms, give us a little idea of your understanding of background energy?
Many people, indeed most people, look at the nature of life as being simply the matter that you see, the energies that flow from the sun, the energies within the planet, the energies which are within life itself, within humanity, within the animal kingdom, within the plant kingdom, and so on, and perceive that that indeed is all there is energetically. And once you remove those physical aspects and those expressions of energy, that essentially nothing else remains. That is a long, long way from the truth. Indeed, the truth of the matter is that what is in your spectrum of awareness, if you will, is but a microscopic, minuscule aspect of the energy which is present in, for example, a particular area of space. So if you look at a glass of water, for example, the energy which is contained within the water itself is a very small amount of the energy which is actually present within the space of that glass. This is the background energy field from which all that you take to be your reality arises from. And there are mechanisms by which that all arises from and exists within that background energy field. And it is simply a matter of establishing mechanisms by which to harness a small amount of that background energy, again, a minuscule amount of that background energy field, and harness it in a manner which makes it available for your purposes of electrical power and other forms of energy. And so that is the scope of the possibility. It is huge by comparison with the energy sources that you work with today.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. Is there a connection between this background energy that you speak of and dark matter in the cosmos?
There are many elements to what you might call dark matter. Firstly, as you would understand it, there is the opposite polarity, if you will, in an energetic sense of all matter. So, for example, there is the mirror image of your solar system on the other side of the black hole at the center of your galaxy. Few yet understand this. There is also a great deal of energy which is part of the manifest field, if you will, energy which is expressed in terms of energy that you understand it. And it is this totality, if you will, which forms what, for the most part, scientists have looked at as dark matter. But all of that, what you might call dark matter, also exist within the context of the background energy field. The background energy field is not, for the most part, what most would take to be dark matter.
Thank you for your input on that. We have another caller. Robert from British Columbia is on line two. Robert.
Yes, hello.
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 Yes, your question, please.
Okay, thank you. I'm working with Mr. Tesla's patents and so on. I'm working with pancake coils and spinning a copper disc on top of a magnet. And I've had some very interesting breakthroughs with that. And I understand that Mr. Tesla had some breakthroughs in the way of levitation, and I was wondering if it was relative to the pancake coils or something else like that.
Mr. Tesla, did you hear that question?
Yeah, for me, working in the middle here, Robert, can you explain to me what the... is it a Pinkett coil, did you say?
Pancake.
Oh, pancake. Excuse me.
Yeah.
A pancake coil. So just explain that to me so I have a handle on it.
Oh, it's basically either a single or a double strand of copper wire, which is wound around and around itself on a... on one layer level, so it's just one layer of copper wire round around, wound around and around in a spiral.
Okay. And so your question was?
Well, I'm working to produce free energy using that type of a coil, as well as a copper disc spinning on top of a powerful neodymium magnet. So.
Okay.
I was wondering if he had any insights or information he could pass on.
Let's see what he has to say.
Okay.
These tools can generate energy, can bring forth energy in the manner that you envision. I suggest you continue to work down the path that you are working, because the pieces that you are working with can be very effective in bringing forth energy from the background field.
Awesome. Okay, so anything relative to levitation, was the levitation that you had occurring, was that working with pancake coils?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was wondering if the levitation that he was achieving had anything to do with the pancake coils.
Let's see what he has to say. Well, what he's saying is the levitation was not related to the pancake coil.
Okay. Was it related to the copper disc spinning on the magnet?
The copper disc spinning on the magnet will produce levitation.
Okay, wonderful. And was it being pulsed at high frequency and high voltage?
He's saying we were using high frequency pulsing to do this work.
Okay, good, wonderful. So I'm on track, I'm almost there.
I would like to ask you a question, Robert. Are you finding that you have levitation in your work? Is that why you're asking these questions?
No, I have not yet achieved levitation. I'm expecting that to happen now, within a few days, now that I know what the parameters are.
And so you came to this understanding because of things that you've read about Mr. Tesla's work? Is that where this is coming from?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to ask, Robert?
No, I think that's it. That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you for your question, Robert.
Good luck with it.
Indeed. Kind of exciting, isn't it, Mr. Tesla, to think that perhaps somebody has a thread of a glimmer of hope to repeat what you've been working with, isn't it?
This is one of the many tools that I worked with to bring forth energy. There are many ways to go about this, and this is one of the approaches which can work.
Mm. That's exciting. Is there, as I understand it, Mr. Tesla, your work was, how shall we say, when you crossed over and your work was there, it's my understanding that it was confiscated. What has been returned? Is there any value in it, or has all of the core pieces been taken out of it so that your designs cannot be ascertained from what's left?
It is fair to say that a lot of my technology has been utilized by the military in various ways, indeed in various countries. However, the United States has a far greater control of the designs that were part of my work. And indeed, some of what I had created has been used to generate energy sources for military and for space purposes, though these projects are highly confidential. The core aspects of my technology have never been released to the public since they were confiscated on my death. It saddens me that this is so, but that is the nature of the consciousness in which you live. Perhaps this will change very shortly, as has been long planned.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. We do have another question from our listeners, and this is Everett from Winnipeg is on line one. Everett?
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
And hi, Mr. Tesla. First off, Carolyn, I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
Okay.
It's fun being here.
Also, I have a question for Dr. Tesla. Is any of his current projects being used for weather modification or earthquake generation in the world?
I'm sorry, I for weather modification and for what?
And for earthquake generation in the world.
Mm. Earthquake generation.
Okay. As you no doubt are aware, the HAARP technology that is installed in several locations in the world has the ability to modify the weather on the planet, and indeed in certain circumstances can trigger earthquake activity. I will say to you that it is my view that this technology had a role in the earthquake in China some 18 months ago. However, many have speculated upon your planet that the technology had a role in the earthquake in Japan, and I will categorically say to you that that is not the case. There are those who wish to perpetrate fear upon your planet to the maximum possible degree. And not everything which occurs upon your planet, which is seemingly negative, has been the result of such efforts. There is work that needs to be undertaken for the planet to prepare itself for 2012 and beyond, and this includes earth changes of various sorts. That earthquake in Japan was part of that necessary work. There are many other aspects to this, but I will limit myself to these comments.
Okay. Thank you very much. And one last question. How are you doing, and are you still inventing?
Let's see what he has to say. He says, I am enjoying my place. I am able to operate in a much freer vein in this consciousness than I was within the human consciousness. It was a consciousness that I had not spent many lifetimes in, and as a result was always uncomfortable within. And that to some degree was reflected in my, you could say, difficult style. And so I much prefer being outside of that consciousness. And rather than inventing, I am rather more studying the developments, the technologies which exist in other expressions of consciousness, with other beings, if you will, that have been put in place. And some of this can have bearing upon the future technologies which could be available upon planet Earth as events unfold. And so I look forward to the opportunity to contributing some of this as the opportunity arises.
Oh, good cool. question. Thank you, Everett.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye. God bless.
Bye. Jean is on line two. Jean.
Yes. I'm calling from Missouri.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a question on HAARP. When the U.S. is using this equipment, are they making mistakes in causing disasters? Or are they doing it on purpose? I have a feeling that they're making some mistakes. But how do we disable HAARP?
Well, let's go with the first question.
Okay.
Mr. Tesla.
It is my view that there are those interests behind the government, the secret government, you could say, the black operations aspects of the military, who wish to utilize this technology to deliver messages about their power and control to others. And so I am of the view that these have not been accidents where they have triggered interference in the lives of others and in other countries.
And the second part of the question was, is there any way that we can disable this?
The only way that I see that this will be disabled is as the consciousness shifts upon your planet and people understand how they have been manipulated by those in positions of true power, how they control what is happening, the activities of the so-called black ops. When this is exposed, then these sorts of technologies can be shut down. It is only through this process, in my view, that this will occur.
Thank you.
Okay.
Jean, thank you for your
yes.
question.
Can I ask another one?
Sure. Quickly, though.
Okay. I've talked to Mr. Tesla before through channeling about numerology and the magic of Solomon. Is there any place to read about his research on those subjects?
You mean Mr. Tesla's research?
Yes. Did he leave any writings about that?
And this, the writings was about King Solomon's
numerology and the magic of Solomon, which I know he studied.
Oh, okay. The magic of Solomon as it relates to numerology?
Uh-huh.
Or they too? Okay, as it relates. Mr. Tesla, did you hear that question?
He's saying he heard the question.
Okay.
Let's see what he has to say. He's saying there were no writings that I published on these subjects. Though I will say that the understandings of sacred geometry and its power, which is the true magic of Solomon, as indeed Solomon himself explained recently, that the power of sacred geometry will be more fully understood on your planet in coming times. And so you do not need to rely on my musings, you could say, on these subjects.
Okay, thank you, Jean. We appreciate it, dear. We are getting close to the end of the show. We have maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Richard, is there anything that you or Mr. Tesla want to add in closing?
Let me see what he wishes to say, if anything. I think he does. He is saying, this is a time of great change upon your planet. It is the time that, in a sense, I foresaw. I have been quoted as saying that the future belonged to me, and whilst I did not expect it to take quite this long for it to come forth, it will be a time indeed when the kinds of technologies that I was working on, which enabled the provision of free sources of energy relatively easily available to all, will become commonplace. And so these times of change will make all of this possible, and I am very excited and indeed feel quite privileged to work closely with these two and assist them moving through what has been an extraordinarily challenging time for them as they approach the moment when all that they have been working for comes forth. And it is why I have fostered this close relationship with these two, because I have understood their role and I understand how their work will make it possible for all that I have represented, all that I have stood for in that lifetime, how their work will make this possible to come forth. And so I wish to mention this to all of you so you have some understanding of who they are and what is unfolding. And so it is.
Thank you, Mr. Tesla. We certainly do appreciate you being here. And Richard, as always, you have done such an excellent job. We thank you for your participation in the matter.
And thank you, Carolyn.
You're welcome. And for those of you who are listening and not on our mailing list, real quick, Richard, tell them how to get on it.
Sure thing. All you need to do is to go to the2012countdown.com, which is our 2012 website, and you will see there where on the top of any page or the bottom of any page, you could enter your name and email address, and the email will get sent off, and you will receive an email with an opt-in link. Just click on that link, and you'll be on the list.
Again, Richard, thank you. And for our friends and loved ones out there in the listening audience, we appreciate you being here. Stick close for some more exciting times. And again, Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carolyn. Good to hear you back on here.
Indeed. Goodbye for now.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
hoping for a second chance, watching as the lights go dim, the night falls down on me. I will follow, take me there. If we believe, we can make it anywhere. Say